Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect this afternoon. This is Jim Williams with you. We have a nice show for you. In our second half today, we're going to be talking to Paul Gessing with the Rio Grande Foundation, recapping all of the New Mexico State legislative events, the good, the bad, and the ugly, we're calling it. And in our first segment, we've got a special time. I want to remind everybody that the Pastors and Leadership Conference and the Renew Gathering with the Lewis Palau Association is going to be coming to town. That's on Thursday. Starts at 8:30 in the morning at North Church with the Pastors and Leaders Conference. And then in the evening, we're going to have a special time of worship and teaching and really neat uplifting stuff. Pastor Josh White, who we had on the program yesterday, he is from Portland, Oregon. Great pastor, had some nice things to say. But our guest right now is Chris Quilala with Jesus Culture. Chris, welcome into the program. You're going to be leading some worship on Thursday, and we're excited to have you here.
Awesome. I'm excited to be there as well. And thanks for having me on your show.
Well, it's really a special thing. The Lewis Palau, I always want to say this correctly because Lewis Palau always says it so cool on the radio. You know, we had a chance to talk to his son, Kevin Palau, and Kevin is a neat pastor and a great teacher. He was on the program last week. As I mentioned yesterday, we had Josh White on. And really excited to talk with you. It's always fun to talk to people that know something about music. And I have to share with you at the onset that I am rhythmically challenged. No rhythm coming out of this guy
at
all.
I appreciate your honesty.
Well, years and years ago, a former worship leader at Calvary Albuquerque, a gentleman named Chet Evans, you know, we were talking about making a joyful noise and all the fun things go into worship, and he heard me sing, and he said, "Jim, I think a joyful noise to the Lord would be if you hum." And so that's no, he didn't say that.
Amazing.
But hey, I enjoy worship so much. Tell us, Chris, what you're doing, and tell us about Jesus Culture. I know that you are a worship pastor, and you're traveling a little bit. Tell us all about Jesus Culture, if you would.
Yeah, well, Jesus Culture, actually, this is our 20th year. We just recorded an album back in November, but we're celebrating our 20th year as a ministry. We started doing conferences, and the ministry, actually Jesus Culture, started out of our youth group years ago up in a small town called Redding in Northern California. And we started a church about 6 years ago in Sacramento, and just been powering, you know, heads down, powering through, figuring things out as we go here. We're having a lot of fun and excited about what God's doing, not only locally, but in the world. So,
hey, Chris, what keeps you encouraged as you're traveling around the country? I mean, I know worship is something that's probably really special to you. You write songs, you have your own time with the Lord, but when you're doing it repeatedly and you're traveling, do you lose the worship, or does God just renew that all the time in you?
I think I know he really does. I think something I'm constantly trying to remind myself and also our team is that, you know, what we do on stage and what we could do when we travel is kind of the icing on the cake. Really, our life should be a lifestyle of worship. And so I think keeping that perspective really helps. And also knowing that when we do get to travel, like, for instance, the event we're doing on Thursday night, just knowing that people are showing up hungry, some people even desperate for a touch from God. And I know, and many of us know, I'm sure you do as well, is that when we worship, God in turn loves to show up and minister to us. So, you know, I try to really keep that perspective and know that God's moving and God's doing something everywhere we go.
Well, the Love ABQ event is going to include two really neat things. First of all, the Pastors and Leaders Conference. It's going to start at 8:30 in the morning at North Church in Albuquerque. That's near the intersection of San Mateo and Montgomery. Neat opportunity for pastors, leaders, and you have to register at loveabq.com, but the event is free. It's also going to include lunch. And then, Chris, you're going to be available at Sagebrush Church, and Sagebrush is at 6440 Coors Boulevard Northwest. That's on the west side of Albuquerque, a little bit south of Paseo del Norte and Coors Road. And it's a really beautiful place. It's a big facility. You're going to have an opportunity to have a lot of people there. We'd like you to register for that. It's called the Renew Gathering. It's a time of worship and Chris, what can people expect when they come there?
Yeah, you know, what I'm really excited about, and just talking with the Palau ministry, you know, I think their heart is really, I know their heart's really just to gather and unify the church. And there's amazing things that happen when we do come together in unity. I know that God dwells in that. And so, yeah, we're excited to worship. And my prayer and the heart of Jesus culture has always been that people would encounter the love of Jesus, whether that's live in a corporate worship setting, through an album, but then also become an encounter. And I know that's also the heart of the Palau ministry and the Renew Gathering, is that people would come and encounter Jesus and hopefully take that back to the streets or their workplaces and also see people encounter the love of Jesus. So, yeah, we're really excited.
Chris, your bio and everything calls you an artist. And I know you really are an artist because you write. And I would give anything literally to have rhythm, as I said earlier, but to write a song seems like it would be an amazing thing. Do you have something right now that's kind of your favorite? I know that probably changes as you live and you love and go through this relationship with your family and Christ. But what's special to you right now?
Wow, special to me. I mean, creatively, I recently started learning piano after all these years I wanted to learn and finally starting to dive into it. And that's kind of, it feels like it's kind of awakened something in me again, as far as my creative side. But, I have four kids and they always keep things exciting and fresh and exhausting, if I'm being honest. But,
I have five kids, but, you know, so I feel your pain.
Okay, wow. Yeah, so you know how it is, you know, you just, it's a lot of work, but you see the joy that they find in the little things. And so for me, I'm constantly reminded just to slow down and be present. And when I'm able to do that, I find a lot of joy and fulfillment in just the gifts that God's given me through my children.
Do you have some musicians up and coming?
I believe so. They're young, 9, 7, 4 and 22 months. And so, yeah, they're gifts. You know, they start coming out subtly. So we'll see.
That sounds neat. Tell me where our listeners can go to find out about your music.
You can go anywhere, really. Nowadays, it's so easy to get music. Spotify, Apple Music. You can go on to our website, JesusCulture.com, and it's got links to YouTube videos, lyric videos, chord charts, whatever you guys are looking for. So, yeah, there's multiple ways to find it.
That's exciting stuff. I want to remind everybody again to find out about the Love ABQ event. It's a pastors and leadership conference and the Renew Gathering. The worship's going to be led by Chris Quilala on the phone with us this afternoon. He's with Jesus Culture, has been a pastor at the Jesus Culture Church. Where is Jesus Culture Church, Chris?
It's in Sacramento, just outside Sacramento, California.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've ever run across, I'll just name drop if I could. I have a good friend from Albuquerque, New Mexico. He's actually from California, but he played football out here. His name is Randy Rich. He's with K-Love Radio, and I think he lives up there near the Sacramento area. I don't know if you've met Randy over the years, but I mentioned your name to him, and he spoke affectionately of your music. And I really appreciate that you're coming to Albuquerque. What are you expecting for yourself? Is how are you uplifted? How are you picked up when you do an event like this?
You know, again, for me, worship is just, it is amazing that God really, you know, it's beautiful that we can love on Jesus and pour out our affections on him, but he at the same time loves to minister to us as well when we worship. And for me, I really do feel that every time when I'm able to engage in worship, I find that God meets me where I'm at, and he loves to lift our burdens and go and fight our battles for us. And so, yeah, I'm just really excited to be in the presence of God and do that with some friends and some new faces as well and see what God does. So I'm really excited.
Chris, we look forward to seeing you this Thursday, Sagebrush Church, 7 o'clock p.m. at the Renew Gathering. And don't forget to register if you're interested in going to this special time of worship. It's at loveabq.com. You can register. It's absolutely for free, but they need to get a head count. So, Chris, again, thanks for coming out. We look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
I'm excited to be there. Thanks, Jim.
All right. We'll see you on Thursday. Bye-bye. And we'll be back here on ABQ Connect with Paul Gessing. He'll be giving us the good, bad, and the ugly of the New Mexico legislative session that just finished last week. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.